about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Well, fancy seeing you here. Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton and welcome to yet another Your Harrogate Podcast. Now, because I'm posting this pretty late on Friday the 12th of April, my guess is you're listening to it on Saturday the 13th of April. Either way, thanks for listening, however you're doing it, and especially so if it's through our brand new shiny app. Nice work on downloading it. It's all free. Vouchers, competitions, it's got it all. Actually, with the vouchers, some great savings on things like Days Out to Thorpe Perro Arboretum. As a family, you can save over £20. Also, half-price food and drink at the Inn at South Stainley and for the Drummer Monkey in Harrogate, to name but a few. So click through those a little bit later. Now, coming up, as I like to do as we go into the weekend, a little focus on Harrogate Town. On today, if you are listening to it on Saturday the 13th of April, they're playing Sutton United at the Envirovent Stadium. I've had a brief chat with midfielder George Thompson, so Tomo is on the way. But first of all, to a man who I first spoke to last year, and I was absolutely blown away by his mental strength, first of all, but then by his physical strength too, as he cycled for charity from Land's End to John O'Groats. And now he's back on his bike and doing a, well, arguably even more grueling challenge. So sit back as we head to St. James's Church at Burswith, and I'll hand over to James Badger.
Thank you, Pete. And it's very poignant where we're stood here, actually. We can see my wife's grave from where we're stood here at St. James's. Very, very sadly, 2 years ago, my wife, Philippa, very, very suddenly got diagnosed with blood cancer, with leukemia, and within 36 hours, unfortunately, passed away, leaving me with three young children, Thomas, who's now 8, Alice, who's now 12, and Isabel, who's 14. And so I'm looking to raise the profile of the charity and the disease, and also raise money for vital research.
The charity's full name?
It's Blood Cancer UK, and in the past year, with my cycle ride and some other fundraising efforts, we've already been able to raise £200,000 for the charity.
Astonishing.
So last year we had an 8-day ride from Land's End to John O'Groats, and that was mental as well as physical, and it was a team effort with colleagues and friends helping me along the way. That's given me a lot of strength, because as someone who is bereaved at a young age and loses a wife or a parent or a sibling or a child, you can often feel very isolated and on your own. And being able to rally around and know that you've got people around to support you, family, friends, makes a huge difference when it's a really challenging time.
And the coast to coast itself, looking back, how was it?
We had all weather conditions, all conditions. We had snow. We went through Scotland in a ski resort where it was snowing. We had torrential rain. We had beautiful sunshine. But it was amazing how generous people are. As we went through the country, people were supporting us and really pleased with what we were doing.
So on to this next, some would say, rather crazy challenge.
Well, at the moment, we actually stood on the hill, aren't we, Pete? And we've just walked up a section of
it.
I mean, how do you feel about this hill?
Well, I turned in. I've driven today to come here to record this. I've driven from Harrogate through Hampsway and then on to Burswith. And you come down a hill from Hampsway and it's 14% gradient. And then you get to the church and there's a little sign at the bottom warning you that it's a 15% gradient. And as I turned in, I thought, yeah, this is rather steep.
It is. It's hard to walk up it, let alone cycle up it. And for the challenge that we're going to be taking part in on the 4th of May, so May the 4th, that's the 4th of May, so that's the first bank holiday of this year, we are going to be going up this hill 90 times. So it's called an Everesting, where the challenge is to cycle the equivalent altitude from sea level to the highest point on Earth.
Where we're stood now, chatting in the church car park, this is base camp.
This is base camp, yeah. This is base camp. This is where, if anyone would like to come and support us or come and cheer us on, we'll be here. We're going to be starting at 4 a.m, so you don't need to be here at 4 a.m. We're going to be starting at 4 a.m, and I'm hoping that we can be done by 11 p.m. so we can get to the Queen's Head in Kettlesing for a pint.
Very good. And we need some people because May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day. So stormtroopers, Luke Skywalker, a few Darth Vaders.
Absolutely. We've got some friends who have already signed up who are going to come along in their full Star Wars outfit. We're going to make a real day of it. There's going to be the charity are going to be here with a stall supporting us, the cake stall, and it will be, that's what's going to keep us going, because it is going to be, it's physical.
Yeah.
Getting up this hill is a physical challenge, but it's a mental challenge being, keeping that effort going from 4 a.m. to 11 p.m. You think about that, so that's more than a normal day that you'd be awake on a bike going up and down a hill the whole time.
Was this your idea? Was this somebody else's idea?
It was. I wanted to have another cycle challenge. I find cycling is great for my mental health, helps me get out, fresh air, and focus on things other than bereavement, really. And so cycling was something we wanted to do. But we thought it ties in really well because we can go past the churchyard. It's quite an extreme challenge. So it's kind of, I want to stretch myself. I want to be challenged. But most people have said you're completely mad, James.
And the same guys who did the coast to coast doing this with you?
That's right, yeah. Two of the guys that did the full distance, Lance and John O'Groats, with me before, are going to do this as well. So there's three of us. So Richard Baldwin and Adam Ellis, who are both local guys as well, live in Nidderdale, Hampsway, or in Dacre Banks. And they are going to help me. So the three of us are going to be on this road for, yeah, between 19 and 20 hours, we think.
And what have the children said?
They're very proud. They also, Thomas, who is 8, Thomas said, "Daddy, I'll do some laps with you. Maybe I'll just do the downhill bit," though, he said.
He's got his head screwed on.
Yeah, he's very
good
sensible.
Lad. Well done. And the fact you've already mentioned, it's very poignant as we stand here. Philippa's grave is just over to our left. Is that going to, in a strange sense, give you extra strength on the day, you think, the fact that she is so close?
I think so, Pete. I mean, that's why I really wanted to pick this hill, because every time we go past, if I'm ever thinking, oh, this is a bit too hard, actually I can just look to my left and see where Philippa's resting and think, this is absolutely the right thing to do. I've got to keep going so that we can make a difference. And the reason why I'm doing this is, yes, it's something that I want to do for the family, but actually it's going to raise, hopefully we're going to raise funds for the charity. So, as I said, we've already raised £200,000, and to run a 3-year research project in the particular type of leukemia that Philippa had is going to cost around £300,000.
It's just mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is. I'm so pleased that last year we had so much support. And so if we can get close to raising up to £300,000, then that fully funds this work. And what I really am passionate about is that leukemia, blood cancer, is such a complicated disease. And back in the 1960s, childhood leukemia, the children who sadly got leukemia back in those days, they had a 10% survival rate. And actually my mother's sister died of leukemia in the 1960s. But now, if a child gets leukemia, their survival rate is over 85-90%. So, and that's through the research that's been funded by the charity.
So it's working.
It's working. Research works. And the type of leukemia that Philippa sadly had has got, at the moment, a 10% survival rate. So if we can help the charity fund the research to get to a position where the other types of blood cancer have got to at an 85% survival rate, that will mean that so many other families don't need to go through what my family have had to go through.
Have you always done cycling?
No. I got inspired, actually, by the UCI World Championships coming to Harrogate in 2019 and thought, I need to get a bike. And I didn't do a lot, but then in the last 2 years, as I have been widowed, I found it a real way to escape. I think the exercise is brilliant for your mental health as well as your physical health, those endorphins they release. So, yeah, it's really helped.
Well, good luck with the training. I still look, just looking over at this hill, there's a lady walking down at the moment. Going downhill is the easy bit. Going uphill is a serious challenge. If people can't make it on the day, we want to raise as much money as possible. Just tell us about Just Giving and how they can do that.
Yeah, no, that'd be amazing. So we have two ways that you can support and follow. We've got an Instagram page where we'll be live with all of our stories, and we'll be posting to that during the day, and you'll be able to find that on Blood Cancer Team Badger. If you just look up Team Badger Blood Cancer, you'll find us. And then in terms of, we have a page on Just Giving, which would be amazing. Any support, £1, £2, any kind of donation would be fantastic. Just give in if you look at for Philippa Badger 2024. You'll find our page there.
The thought of just cycling up that hill once makes me feel tired, let alone 90 times. It's unreal, isn't it? Very best wishes to James, Richard and Adam for when the 4th of May comes round. And if you want a quick way of accessing the Just Giving page, then search out the article. It's on the newsfeed of our new shiny look website, yourharrogate.co.uk. Now, before I finish up, a quick chat with one of the town players, midfielder Tomo George Thompson.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
George, Notts County, first of all, at the weekend, which was not a bad performance by any stretch of the imagination, but their keeper, Luca Ashby-Hammond, had an inspired performance, a very good save when you stepped up to take the penalty. When you do step up for a pen, are there certain factors at play, or do you just decide there and then where you're going to place it, how you're going to take it?
To be fair, I do a little bit of research. I think goalkeepers do it on penalty takers and penalty takers do it on goalkeepers. So I kind of look at where they've dived and where they've saved penalties and where they haven't. And my biggest regret about Saturday is that I changed my mind. I changed my mind at the back of my run-up. I'd practiced on the Friday and I knew where I was going. And then at the back of my run-up, I changed my mind. And obviously he's dived the right way and saved it. So that was the most annoying thing and on Saturday for me was that like I say, I changed my mind and then obviously it's not gone my way.
I mean, that really is a split second decision, isn't it? And was there anything that made you think, oh, actually, you know what, I'm going to switch it?
Not really, to be honest. I think I just thought, you know, in that split, like you say, in that split second, I thought, no, I'm going to go there instead. And obviously now I massively regret doing that. But it was a good save as well. And obviously he's pulled off some ridiculous saves that in it, like throughout the game. So just one of those things, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Well, well done on bouncing back last night. And what a goal as well. Talk us through that one.
Yeah, it was sort of, I didn't think too much of it, to be honest. I just thought it was there. It was another windy night. And we knew that, we sort of said at half time that if anyone gets any sort of space, then to sort of let loose in that second half, because we had the wind with us. So it sort of opened up at that moment. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And one of them where you strike it and you know you've struck it well. It was a good goal, yeah.
Yeah, very good goal. Well done. It's fantastic. And puts you back potentially in contention of the playoffs as a group of players. Do you talk about that or are you not really bothered?
No, we talk about it, definitely. It's 100% what we're looking at. And as a group, we want to be in the mix and fighting for it, for as long as we can. And that means just trying to chalk off games, which we have been doing. Obviously, Notts was, a bit of a blip at the weekend, but it was important last night that we got a positive result, because we're now, we're at that stage of the season where it's do or die, really. You lose, the season's sort of probably done, and you win and you stay in it. So it's one of those situations, and I think we've just got to try and handle that situation as best we can and go out there, and especially at home, obviously, last night we've had, out of the last four games, three are at home, and we need to try and make sure we're picking up wins as we have been doing over these last few games at home and try and stay in and around it.
It has been a really decent run, the last three wins on the bounce at home. What's changed, in your opinion, to turn the tide? Because it was, obviously, you had a better record away from home than you did at the environment.
I couldn't pinpoint it, to be honest. I think everyone early on in the season was aware of the home form not being anywhere near where we needed it to be. And everyone knew sort of what our form was away from home, and they needed to match up if we were to do anything, or at least come, somewhat to being closer together. And I think it's just a mentality thing, I think from the group. And we knew the situation. We knew we had a chance of being in that, working our way up the table if we could sort our home form out. You'll have a game.